Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky signed a decree Tuesday declaring that negotiating with Russian President Vladimir Putin has become impossible following Putin's attempt to annex more four Ukrainian regions. VOA's Marissa Melton has details.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters that Russia would wait until Zelensky changes his mind or until a new president takes office in Ukraine. Earlier Tuesday, the upper house of Russia's parliament voted to make the four Ukrainian regions part of Russia, pushing forward with a process that has been condemned by Ukraine and its Western allies. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres described the move as a dangerous escalation that has no legal value. Russia's lower house already gave its approval after Russia organized what it claimed to be referenda in four regions of Ukraine occupied by Russian troops. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Meanwhile, Ukraine's offensive continues in parts of the east and the south of the country. The Washington-based Institute for the Study of War tells the Associated Press that Ukrainian forces are pushing from the town of Lyman in the Donetsk region and may have gone as far as the border of the neighboring region of Luhansk as they advanced eastward towards the city of Crimea. Meanwhile, U.S. military officials said they see no indication Russia is preparing to use nuclear weapons in the conflict in Ukraine. Speaking on background reporters at the Pentagon late Monday, the officials said they've seen nothing in their observations that would compel them to change compel the U.S. to change its nuclear posture. When pressed if the U.S. had any contingencies planned in the event Russia did conduct some sort of nuclear attack or display in Ukraine, the officials said the U.S. military plans for a wide range of situations and contingencies on every single day. This is VOA News. North Korea Tuesday conducted its longest ever weapons test, a nuclear-capable ballistic missile that flew over Japan and was capable of reaching the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam and beyond. The test forced the Japanese government to issue evacuation alerts and halt train traffic. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and President Joe Biden jointly condemned the missile launch in the strongest possible terms during a phone call Tuesday, according to a White House statement. Biden reinforced the administration's ironclad commitment to Japan's defense and said both leaders recognized North Korea's actions as a danger to the Japanese people, destabilizing the region, and a clear violation of United Nations Security Council resolutions. South Korea and the U.S. Air Force, meanwhile, conducted drills Tuesday in response to the ballistic missile launch, scrambling four South Korean F-15K fighter jets and four U.S. F-16 jets to take part in the drills, which involved launching missiles towards an uninhabited island off the coast of South Korea. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration has new rules taking effect this year that will give flight attendants more rest. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Airlines will be required to give attendants at least 10 hours off between shifts, one more than they get now.
One that is going to improve aviation safety.
Acting FAA Chief Billy Nolen says the change took way too long. Congress told the agency 4 years ago to boost the rest requirement. Flight Attendants Union President Sarah Nelson says the Trump administration tried to kill it, but crews will finally get the rest they deserve and need.
This feels really good.
Airlines have up to 90 days to comply. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The U.S. Supreme Court is taking up an Alabama redistricting case that could have far-reaching effects on minority voting rights across the United States. The justices are hearing arguments Tuesday in the latest high court showdown over the Federal Voting Rights Act. Lawsuits have been filed seeking to force the southern state of Alabama to create a second black-majority congressional district. About 27% of Alabamans are black, but they form a majority in just one of the state's seven congressional districts. In the court's conservatives, in a 5-4 vote in February, blocked a lower court ruling that would have required a second black majority district in time for the 2022 midterm elections. Repeating the hour's top news story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky signed a decree Tuesday declaring negotiating with Russian President Vladimir Putin has become impossible following Putin's attempts to annex four Ukrainian regions. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
Music now. VOA 1.